Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up, as we've seen already, coming up next week, a finalist for the Wichita City Manager position has withdrawn, but that still means that there are two candidates, and the final decision is going to be made as early as Monday or Tuesday to help as a replacement for the Wichita City Manager, Robert Layton. The council was planning to make a decision as early as Tuesday. Layton is leaving at the end of the year. With us now to tell us a little bit more about that decision and about the whole selection process is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. I just came right off a plane and right into our studio, so thank you for joining us.
Of course. Well, I'm glad to be back home in Wichita, and thank you for having me, John. First, before I even move on to that topic, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to have our Wichita Airport. While our flight was delayed in Atlanta, it was so easy to get in and out of Wichita's airport. So I'm glad that that's an investment that the city of Wichita and its citizens invested in. So I'm glad to utilize it. So this week is going to be a very busy week. As you know, on Tuesday, we have our workshop meeting, but also we will have an executive session and then come back out of executive session to a public council meeting, basically. And we're expected to make a decision regarding the city manager in public.
And down to two. And we don't really know why Dante withdrew his name. And from what I understand, y'all don't really know either. He just made that announcement. He hasn't said anything really further on it. Has he told you anything
different? No, I've been out of town, as you know. Right. I was at a leadership conference, but we were told by the consulting firm that is helping with the search process that Dante, the current assistant city manager, and we have two assistant city managers in the city of Wichita, the assistant city manager has withdrawn his application. So we got that information Friday.
And he has indicated that he wants to stay on as assistant city manager, just didn't want to be considered. So you've got the two remaining candidates. And there, I actually, to be honest with you, and I wasn't able to attend the forum. I understand it was well attended. But frankly, I don't mind that choice because from my perspective, I like the idea of an outside perspective, nothing against Robert Layton or Dante, but I kind of like the idea of bringing in outside eyes. There's something, you can't really start new and start fresh with someone who's been in the system. And I think maybe that's what the city needs.
You know, the way our form of government in Wichita works, a council manager form of government, that is where the council members, a majority of the council, when voting, 4 out of 7 in most cases, pass a policy. It is then the duty of the city manager to carry out that duty of the policy with his staff members, which are the 3,000 employees. And as you all know, our current city manager has been in his position for 16 years, and he announced his retirement earlier
this year.
Which
is rare for them to be in that for that long.
It is actually very rare. And so the process began, and we're looking for someone that will bring that new, fresh perspective into City Hall, new leadership. Again, 16 years of the same current leadership will be replaced by new leadership, no matter who the three finalists were. But really, we had two external candidates and one internal candidate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And of the two that remain in the running, I just want to read a bit about
their
backgrounds, because I think it's important. And I also want to encourage your viewers, your listeners, to check out the forum that was the community forum held on Tuesday evening. You can still watch it online. You can still provide feedback to the council, to myself. But the two remaining candidates are Mark Freitag. He's a former chief administrative officer of Westminster, Colorado. He was formerly the chief executive officer for Janesville, Wisconsin. He served in the U.S. Army command positions, including CEO of the U.S. Army garrison in Fort Hood. He has a bachelor's of science from West Point Military Academy and a master's in management from St. Mary College and a master's of science in national security strategy from National War College. So that's one candidate. That's Mark. The second candidate is Dennis Marsall. He has been the county administrator for Lancaster County, South Carolina since 2021. Prior to that, he was the assistant city manager in Manhattan, Kansas. He was also a vice president of the United Way and held several positions within the local government of Charlotte, North Carolina, which is the 18th largest city in the U.S. And he has a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Kansas State University and a Master's in Public Administration from the University of Louisville. So Dennis has Kansas ties. So again, these are the two remaining candidates vying for the position of city manager in the city of Wichita. And I really am looking forward to the discussion that we will have. First, we will have an executive session, and then we will actually have a public conversation regarding the candidates.
Which is great. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things is, and I think the council's done a really good job of being transparent, of allowing the public to have the opportunity both to question the candidates and give feedback to their elected members of the city council. So, and I think that's very important that you guys have done that. So kudos to you. And we'll know this week, I guess.
Yeah, we've had multiple opportunities and still continue to have those opportunities for public engagement. But we had 89 applicants looking to fill this position, and it came down to three finalists. Now it's down to two finalists. But I wanted to make mention that at the very beginning, there was a community survey. And again, it was not a scientific survey. It was just whoever took that survey was able to answer these questions. But 1,000 completed surveys during that time for the community engagement survey. And the common themes were people are looking for integrity and accountability. They're looking for public safety and trust among those major things that they're looking for in the next city manager. Again, the city manager manages 16 departments, over 3,000 employees in the city of Wichita. And the very first question that was asked of the community is, which leadership qualities are most important in the new city manager? And 63% said unwavering honesty and integrity. And then the next following that was excellent communication and transparency with the public. Those were the top two.
I think that transparency is so important, because there have been times in the past where I think we've struggled with that, with the city manager. And I think that's so important. And I think we've seen that with this new council and with, frankly, with your leadership, the fact that you've done more council meetings, the evening council meetings, being more transparent and encouraging that has helped. I mean, doing these evening council meetings have been such, now granted, unfortunately for y'all, you've been 12 hour city council meetings, but that actually is a testament to the fact that you're willing to be more transparent, that you sit there for 12 hours.
And really, it's about community engagement. Yeah. We were just talking about this a little bit earlier, but it's really sad to see the community and the electorate not coming out to vote during local elections. And I really want to encourage our community. Next year is America's 250th anniversary. The ideals that we were founded upon, the idea of this American experiment, it only works if all of us are working together towards the common good. And when it comes to your local government, I always say there's a limited role for local government. It is really focusing on those critical foundational basics, and that's police, fire, public works, which includes water, sewer, and your streets. And then maintaining what we have, making sure that the assets that we've been already investing in continue to be great assets moving forward. And if we do create something new, that you always have to be mindful that you're going to have a budget for maintaining that new asset.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to having those robust conversations with the city manager moving forward, because the city of Wichita is on a new horizon. As you can see, when you drive through downtown Wichita, there's a big, giant crane.
Oh, yeah. And it's nice to see that, actually.
It is. And that's the $300 million investment into a new Wichita biomedical campus. But it's only possible because it's a collaboration between three separate entities: University of Kansas, Wichita State University, and WSU Tech. And that really, to me, signifies that importance of investing in our future. When we see buildings, it's not about the buildings. It's what can be created inside of those buildings.
Yeah, and the jobs and everything else that goes
and
with it.
And the opportunities space. And the professions and the industries that we need to continue to make to thrive. We are the air capital of the world. So number one, we need to make sure that the air capital remains truly at the forefront of aerospace jobs. So I'm looking forward again to Boeing coming back into Wichita. But the second highest industry is healthcare. And that's what that biomedical campus will provide. But when you have that biomedical campus, things around it also need to be activated. We need these buildings to have housing for students, for teachers, for the janitorial staff. I mean, we need housing all around.
Yep. You need restaurants. You need all the infrastructure.
And it's going to happen, because this biomedical campus will attract thousands of students and staff. And so at the same time, there are, you know, Wichita has expanded outwardly, and we need to right now focus on the next horizon of downtown Wichita. And we need to make sure that those are great assets for people moving forward.
Well, I know I'm up against a break, but I thank you for hopping off an airplane and joining us. I imagine I will be probably reaching out to have you come back soon, because I know that Jim Howell referenced it. There's a possibility of a possible program that might involve a sales tax and transitioning from property taxes to more of a sales tax based way of funding some of our structure, which I think a lot of us would love to see us move from dependency on property tax, but we don't have any of the nuts and bolts of the plan yet. But as soon as we do, would you come back and join us and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I would love to just come back and continue talking with
Perfect.
You and your listeners.
Well, and you know, we may have some regular opportunities for that coming up here soon as well. So, Mayor, if folks want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can always reach out to me on various forms of social media, but I encourage you to really email me. Email me at lwu@wichita.gov. You can also contact any of the council members via wichita.gov/citycouncil.
Perfect. Thank you. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.